Morning, everyone. Did everybody have a good Christmas? Excellent. Excellent. Christmas is a busy time, and we've had lots of family out. And other ministers have told me, hey, look, sometimes when things are a bit busy, I just download somebody else's sermon and read it to the congregation. And I thought, well, I can do that. I can do that. And so we always look for a good preacher, don't we? And there are so many big-name preachers. But, my apologies if you've heard this sermon before, but it's a pretty good one. And so I thought I might just read you this sermon. And by the way, because it's somebody else's sermon, I'm not going to take any responsibility. Right. If you don't like what's said, you can contact the bloke who wrote it or the bloke who said it first and have a go at him. And I like this sermon because it's particularly for disciples of Jesus. Are there any disciples of Jesus here today? Excellent. Good. So this sermon is for us. And as I said, if you don't like it, take it up with him. Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, and when they revile you and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for behold, look, your reward is great in heaven, for so their fathers did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now. That's a bit harsh after coming after Christmas. Woe to you who are full now, for you shall be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all people speak well of you, for so their fathers did to the false prophets. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. To one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from the one who takes your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who begs from you. And from one who takes away your goods, do not demand them back. And as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them. If you love those who love you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what benefit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to get back the same amount. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great. And you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and it'll be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure that you use, it'll be measured back to you. Can a blind man lead a blind man? Will they not both fall into a pit? A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like his teacher. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but not notice the great big log that's in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me take that little speck out of your eye," when you yourself have a great big log in your own eye? You hypocrite. First, take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out that is in your brother's eye. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. For figs are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor are grapes picked from a bramble bush. The good person, out of the good treasure of his heart, produces good. And the evil person, out of the evil treasure, produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you? Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them, I'll show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when a flood arose, the stream broke against the house and could not shake it because it had been well built. But the one who hears and does not do them is like a man who built his house on the ground without a foundation. When the stream broke against it, immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Thus ends the sermon. Are you happy with that, preacher? Well, not the preacher, but the sermon. Sorry?
Not questioning it.
Not questioning it. No, good move. And so that comes from the Gospel of Luke. We've been working our way through the Gospel of Luke for almost 2 years now. And we're just about finished it. And usually, once a year, I like to read the Sermon on the Mount. That's actually the Sermon on the Plain. That's Luke's version of the Sermon on the Mount. And I thought, well, if I'm going to do it this year, I'd better get in quick because it's just about gone. So that's it.